Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ernie Orovitz. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Fitzgerald. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Snyder. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dean Stone. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Dean Stone. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Pyburn. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting third. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gus Triandos. Batting fifth. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Fred Marsh. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chuck Deering. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Bird. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Harry Bird. And now, play ball. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pyburn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fitzgerald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Marsh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Orovitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovitz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Bobby Young pinch runs for Fred Marsh. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Smith moves to third. Young moves to second. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Smith scores. Young moves to third. Deering moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stone fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bobby Young now playing second base. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Dean Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone bunts towards the mound. Bird fields it and throws to first for the out. Snyder moves to second. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Pyburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Triando scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Orovets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovets is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Orovets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos hits a line drive into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-1 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dean Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-0 in the game. Stone strikes out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-2 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Deering hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Deering. The throw from Fitzgerald and he is safe. Deering steals second. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miranda strikes out. One out. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0-for-1 in the game. Bird strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Pyburn takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground between third and short. The ball bounces off Pyburn, and towards Miranda, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first, with Bird covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost juggles the ball. That's an error on Yost. Gil Cohn pinch runs for Hoot Evers. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cohn. The throw from Fitzgerald and he is safe. Cohn steals second. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-2 in the game. Triandos hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cohn moves to third. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Orovitz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fitzgerald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cohn now playing left field. Ernie Orovitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovitz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Orovitz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fitzgerald hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Leffen pinch hits for Jerry Snyder. Jesse Leffen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leffen hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Paula pinch hits for Dean Stone. Carlos Paula is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paula is hit by the pitch. Orovitz moves to second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-3 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Specsay now pitching. Bobby Klein now playing shortstop. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Deering hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miranda takes first base on ball 4. Deering moves to second. Dick Hyde now pitching. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0-for-2 in the game. Bird bunts towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Runnels covering, for the out. Deering moves to third. Miranda moves to second. One out. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Jim Pyburn. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is walked intentionally. Eddie Waitkus pinch hits for Bob Kennedy. Bunky Stewart now pitching. Billy Cox pinch hits for Eddie Waitkus. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a line drive into center field. Busby picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Busby. Deering scores. Miranda scores. Woodling moves to third. Cox moves to second. It's 3-0, Orioles. Les Moss pinch hits for Gil Cohn. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is walked intentionally. Bill Curry now pitching. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-3 in the game. Triandos strikes out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Woodling now playing left field. Billy Cox now playing third base. Cal Abrams now playing right field. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-3 in the game. Yost hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks, Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Senators nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Curry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Deering hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Miranda hits a pop-up towards short. Klein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Deering. The throw from Fitzgerald and he is safe. Deering steals second. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0-for-2 in the game. Bird hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-3 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Orovets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovets is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Orovets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fitzgerald takes first base on ball 4. Juan Delis pinch hits for Bobby Klein. Juan Delis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.